Welcome to the next episode of the CCES 5th Grade Podcast. Today we have...
Tool
and Morgan.
Okay.
Today we're talking about corn dogs.
Morgan!
Lunch foods.
Okay.
Sorry. What's your favorite general lunch food?
I don't like order lunch. I mean, like,
but
I don't
like
get
just
lunch.
In general.
I really don't know. When I buy snack and they like cookies,
You like cookies for lunch?
Not lunch.
What do you like for lunch in general? Just not specifically from school, just from wherever.
Pizza, or I don't even know. There's like a lot of things, like traditional foods that from my religion, culture. Yeah.
I prefer corn.
She prefers
corn dog. Any type of corn dogs.
Waffle corn dogs
and cakes.
Waffle corn dogs, cake corn dogs. Pancake corn dog. Cake corn dog. Cupcake corn dog.
Cup dog.
No, that's weird. That's weird. Okay. Anyways,
do you like avocados?
Avocados literally on your lunchbox.
I know. That's why I thought of that. Because I saw it.
Avocados are okay, I guess. I mean, I like them like salted.
Okay,
like,
I guess. Bread. I love avocados. They're my number one favorite food in the world. Like, if there was an avocado corn dog, I would totally buy it.
God.
It would be delicious. An avocado dog.
What? That sounds weird.
It does. I just realized that now.
So let's get to something else, I guess.
Yes.
Favorite type of music.
Yes. Who's your favorite song artist?
Actually, I like K-pop a lot. I love K-pop. I know you're probably dying inside right now. Yeah. I love K-pop.
I don't even know what that is.
It's some Korean pop.
Okay.
I can't really understand what they're saying, but I'm actually like, when you listen to more of it, you actually understand what they're saying. Like, I listened to this one song 6 times in a row. Blackpink. Blackpink is a K-pop group, and I've listened to one of their songs 6 times in a row because I wanted to actually figure out what they're saying. And now I know the entire lyrics in English.
Cool. I like Taylor Swift and Imagine Dragons.
Oh yeah, Imagine Dragons is good as well.
I hardly ever listen to Meghan Trainor anymore, though. Mm. Sadly.
Are you gonna sing on this podcast?
Sure. A, B, C. C, S, 1, 2, 3. Okay, moving on. What else do we want?
Sports?
Sure.
I love soccer.
I like football.
I play soccer, and yeah.
I like the Packers. Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, my favorite soccer team, I love, my favorite is, Ronaldo. Number 7, literally number 7 is like everywhere in my room. I'm just kidding. Remember, brother's room is everywhere though. Like, it's my favorite number. It's lucky number 7.
My lucky number 22.
22. Oh my
Taylor
god.
Taylor Swift song.
Oh my god.
I used to listen to Taylor Swift all the time with one of my best friends, Leah. She doesn't go to the school.
Oh, yeah, and remember she went to your party.
Yeah.
She's brown hair, right? So,
if you could set any world record, what would it be?
I've never thought about that before.
Mine would be most dogs.
Oh yeah, she loves dogs. Her dog Fiona's the cutest. Morgan's dog Fiona.
I know. She's so cute.
Yeah, I really want a dog. I mean, like, I'm apparently not able to have dogs. I'm able to have a cat. I don't know why. Something about religion stuff, but anyways. I really want to have a cat at least. So mom's like, you're gonna have to do the cat everything stuff. And then I'm like, okay, well, I will. And then she's like, I'll get it for her birthday. And then she never gives it to me. And it's so sad.
I don't like cats. My brother's allergic, and so is my mom. And whenever I'm around cats, my nose gets stuffed up, but I'm not like actually allergic.
Yeah, like my brother, he once went to his friend's house who has a lot of cats. He's like 3 cats. And the cats were in the front, and the cats were, like, literally trained and stuff. And then when he walked into the house, literally, he was started sneezing so much. So I feel like he is allergic to it now, so can't have one. It's sad. Very sad. don't really have anything against dogs. I think cats are my type. Like, sleep
a
lot.
Yeah, you're a cat person.
Yeah, they sleep a lot.
I'm a dog person.
I really am very active, but I love sleeping and eating.
We have a project that's due on the 29th. Who's your person that you're doing the research on? I'm doing Marie Curie.
Oh, yeah, he was on my top five list of who I'm gonna do. But then me and my partner,
Who's your partner?
Sienna. Oh. Yeah, thought about Barack Obama, and now, I'm still drafting a report.
So do you like popsicles?
Yes, I love popsicles.
They're very sticky.
And
do you like Dove bars?
Oh, they're so good.
Once my mom gets...
Magnum?
No, I have not.
Oh, they're really good.
Once my mom got these Dove bars that were strawberry, sorbet, and chocolate.
Oh my god.
Dipped in chocolate.
Are you getting the people who are listening to this, really hungry?
I know.
Lunch food, that,
this and that. What's your favorite color?
Purple or black? Purple and black are good together. So do pink and black. Because black. Because of black pink.
I like green and yellow.
Is your Fisher probably offended right now? Look at the Raven thing right there.
I like green and yellow.
Yeah, because Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
I like black and pink. I mean, not black and pink. I mean, I know I'm saying about black pink right now. So it's a K-pop group. Yeah. Anyways, I like black and purple.
If I could go to, if there was one Dunkin' Donuts somewhere in the world, where would you? What Dunkin' Donuts anywhere in the world would you go to?
That is the most random question I've ever
heard. I know.
Maybe one in I've already been to this one. It's one in Tennessee, in Smoky Mountains. I've been to the Smoky Mountains like twice. Twice the K-pop group. I've been there twice, and I think once in spring break, and then the previous winter break. And it's really fun. There's skylift that takes you all the way to this place called Anakista. It's at the very top of the mountain. The view is really cool, except there's no fence, so you have to watch out. There's like a cool treehouse playground there. It's really weird, but yeah.
If I could, I would go to in football season, I would go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I would go to a Dunkin' Donuts there because I think they would have Green Bay themed donuts, just like our Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, they have
Ravens themed donuts.
Yeah, I've had that one. Do you have cream filled ones?
I know, they're the best.
Yeah. Have you tried jelly donuts?
Yes.
They're really good.
Do you like Barbarian cream donuts?
Those are also really good.
They're awesome. Are you excited for middle school?
Yeah-ish. I mean, I'm probably going to move, but, probably somewhere close to here. Or somewhere, we're thinking
Please move into another house in our neighborhood.
Oh my god, yeah. In the same
Move next door to me.
Oh!
I don't think there's a house for sale.
Yeah, because the landlord is wants to sell the house, and yeah. Yeah, so, we're probably gonna, they want to sell the house, and we have to move there in about, 2 months or something. But now that's March, probably 1 month. So we have to find a house. We're thinking of going to a house that's, somewhere where my friend, Hannah lives. She's not the Hannah in the school, of course.
Different Hannah.
Yeah, different Hannah. She's a really close friend. She's the same religion as me and stuff. You know slime. You know what slime is, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, I know what slime is.
Yeah. I just think it's really satisfying. She has I don't know how many. She got a gallon of glue
That's
yesterday.
A lot of glue.
Yeah, and she has so much activator. I don't know what she has I don't know how many slimes, but she's starting a slime shop. It's very weird, yeah.
Today I bent a paperclip around a pencil into a spring shape.
What?
I know, it's extremely random. It's a very pokey spring. Because the points are sticking out.
Mesmerized Morgan.
Interesting.
Ooh, you should be a magician. Mesmerized Morgan.
Wait, shouldn't the crab be mesmerized? Not you?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Mesmerizing Morgan.
Yes, mesmerizing.
You have a brother, right?
Yes, I have two brothers. One is younger than me and one is older. And I'm so unlucky. I know it's really weird, but it's so unlucky for me that to have to say I have two brothers, but brothers can say I have a brother and a sister. Isn't that so cool? I have to say I have two brothers. And that is just bad.
I have for me. A brother. He's a second grader.
Yeah, Henry.
Henry.
He just finished up
this little soccer league thing.
Really?
It wasn't SAC. It had to do with like Howard County. It was like in Howard County. And last night we got to go out to dinner with the team to celebrate. We went to Jason's Deli. Jason's Deli. They have really, really good food, and they have free soft serve if you
meal. Oh my god! I love
soft serve
ice cream.
Soft serve is the best. Especially with sprinkles.
Okay, I love Uncle Julio's. Like, it's the best. I went there and they got a chocolate pinata. We got a chocolate pinata. We got to like beat it, and then it came like strawberry dipped chocolate. And it's
chocolate
dipped strawberries.
These
munchkin donut thingies that have hot chocolate, and not hot chocolate, but like very melted chocolate inside of it. So yummy.
It's like chocolate ganache. I love to bake.
And then churros and all that. It was so good.
I made this delicious vanilla. It was a vanilla cake that I covered in frosting. And then I made these decorations out of chocolate. They're basically like Almond Joys, but they're like homemade with coconut and almonds. And then I poured the chocolate on top of it in these like flower-shaped molds. And then I put them on the cake and I covered the cake in chocolate, drips of chocolate.
Oh my god, yeah.
Melted chocolate oozing down the sides. It was delicious.
Okay, so like, that's actually coincidence because during this weekend I made a chocolate cake. It had it had Nutella frosting. We mixed Nutella with milk. It's basically like if you're Nutella.
It makes it runny or Nutella.
Yeah, because it's really hard to spread Nutella on cake because then cake will break, so. What I usually do, it's a tip, just a teensy bit of milk with some Nutella, you mix it, and you ooze it onto the thing. It's like really good. And, sometimes you also have to melt it. If it's not really good, if it's not good enough, you have to melt the Nutella, and then wait for like, I don't know, 5 to 10 seconds, and then ooze it.
I thought you were going to say like 5 to 10 minutes, and I was like, whoa, Batul.
Yeah, not that.
That would like sit the Nutella on fire.
Literally. Yeah, literally. It's so good. It's like oozing chocolate outside out of it. And then I put the frosting on top as well. And then sprinkles. Rainbow sprinkles.
Rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah, I have a picture I can show you. I have three pictures because I love it so much. We also have another, we're going to make another cake I think a surprise for my cousin's birthday or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
They live in New York.
I hope your cousin isn't listening to this.
Yeah, that would be really weird. I mean, they don't know what cousin it is. I have so many. I have like half of my dad's, most of my dad's family side.
If your cousin was listening to this, they would know that their birthday is coming up.
I have a lot of. I think I have like two cousins that birthdays are coming up.
But how many of them live in New York? Only one.
I think.
See, process of elimination.
Oh God. Okay, so.
If you're out there, and she's lying.
Yes, I'm
completely lying.
Okay.
Definitely not going to.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. So we're gonna I'm gonna make it not they're like at a level marble cake.
Marble cake is awesome. You pour some black cake and then some white cake and then you stir it.
Yeah, it looks like a
cool
zebra.
Yeah, what? Makes a zebra cake. And then you pour marble frosting
There was a marble cake that's literally just chocolate marble thingies inside of the, and people could take it too literally.
That's
like,
a marble cake.
Literally marble.
Marble.
Yeah, it was like chocolate marbles, and they were really good.
So
they had, like Whoppers and stuff.
Cool.
And they were inside of the, inside the cake. So when you take a slice out, it makes a crunchy sound, and it's so good when you take it.
Awesome.
And it's vanilla.
And then did they just crumble out?
Yeah, it crumbled out and melted inside of it, so it was more chocolate. It was so good.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, so do the one in the podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the next episode of the CCES 5th Grade Podcast.